Well, Brendan Levi and Matthew look like goods out there. Are you surprised at the turnaround in their fitness?
Oh, well, what we found with Cruz is, you know, it was quite a quick procedure with his operation. Just cleaned up a bit of meniscus and keyhole surgery, and he's come up pretty well. So, still got 48 hours though.
And what about Levi?
Yeah, well, we went to a secondary CT scan, and less of an injury than we thought. So, again, still 48 hours, but we're hopeful.
I know you'll wait to see how they pull up, but what's your gut feel at the moment? Are you confident that they'll be right to play?
Oh, listen, it's hard to say right now, but they got through a good session this morning. We'll have another run in a day or two and see how we go.
What specific testing will you put them through over that 48 hours?
Oh, we put them through a bit of a rigorous session this morning, but listen, it'll be more about jumping and landing, more of the specific work that the tools do, yeah.
It took the footy world by storm last night when you released the news. Like, when did you get a sense that this might be a possibility?
Earlier this week, we didn't want to rule them out or rule them in because there were still some days left. So, you know, we got some more information from the docs and they progressed more rapidly than we thought. So, yeah, that's pleasing, yeah.
How surprised were you to get that information, knowing that, you know, AFL doctors are some of the best in the world? Did they misunderstand the initial results, or can you talk through how surprised you potentially were?
What it was is first scan revealed a little bit more damage, but we had one that's a CT scan which shows more detail. So that's the case with Levi, and with Cruz, it was just really procedural. Went in keyhole surgery, and he's recovered really well, and the surgeon's really confident. So. Yeah, we don't get too high or low with it. We just deal with it week by week. And I think it's foolish of any clubs to just lock away a real long amount of time because you're never totally sure.
The Cats, they lowered their colours last week, but they're a fair challenge, aren't they?
Oh, they're a fair challenge. There's no doubt about that. They've got some real weapons up forward. And we know their midfield now with Dangerfield and Selwood are formidable, really. So it's going to be a real challenge for us, but one we're looking forward to.
What was the big takeout from your loss last week when you reviewed it?
I think it's obvious. If you watch the game closely, it was all around the centre square dominance and stoppage dominance. So we need to improve in that area.
Just about the tagging options. You know, what did you learn from the Collingwood Geelong game last week in terms of the way sort of Dangerfield and Selwood were limited somewhat?
No, I think that's it's a week to week proposition, and one that you don't just go and copy what another team does. It's what's best for your system. So we'll make some assessments on that during the game.
Just back on Levi and Matt, is there any element of risk in playing them, or like how conservative will you be?
We'll just make an informed decision. That's a really important word, informed, based on medical advice and how they're pulling up from the sessions.
Christian Jacksch, if you bring him in this week, you're bringing him in as a back or a forward? Because he's played both, hasn't he?
Yeah, and that, if we bring him in, we've still got to make some more decisions. We've got a little bit more time, but... yeah, I think he's got the potential to play at both ends, which gives you good flexibility, yeah.
How long did this morning's session go for?
The VFL session or the test?
Just the two boys, yeah.
Oh, they did about 20 minutes, I would have thought, yeah.
And just the pain, obviously some players have different pain tolerances to others. Are these guys sort of, is that part of the factor here that they're really able to play through it probably better than other guys?
I want to reiterate, we won't put them at risk, but both of them are really mentally tough players. You saw Cruz play through that game, sore, and Levi's had injuries in lots of years gone past, and he can push through that. So we know we've got two mentally tough people.
Cool. Good on you.
Thanks, guys.
Brandon.
Cheers, mate. Cheers.